The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I don't know if you read Adrian Weckler's piece in the Irish Independent today, but it suggests 10 signs, 10 tech signs that you're part of an older generation. I won't go through them all, but a couple of them, well, they resonated a little bit. Phones ringing or pinging out loud. Apparently there's an unspoken rule. It's always meant to be on vibrate. Forwarding hilarious WhatsApp and Facebook. Sometimes they are hilarious and they need to be forwarded. That's what I would say. A phone wallet. The thicker, the better. I think they're coming back. Phone wallets. Don't write them off yet. But this is the one that really confused me. The crying laughing emoji apparently isn't meant to be used when you're crying laughing. It's meant to be used ironically. Saoirse Hanley is a features writer for The Independent as well. Saoirse, you're going to have to explain that one to me.
Yeah, I'm afraid the laughing, crying face has seen a death. And when it's kind of resurrected, it does alarm me a little bit. So if I was to see that now.
If I send you one of those hilarious Facebook videos that I like to share with my peer groups, and you sent me back that lying, crying laughing face emoji, what would you be saying to me? Because I'll tell you what I would interpret that as. Saoirse is crying laughing. This is so funny.
Now, the thing is, right, and I'm not going to presume your age, Kieran, but I would probably send a laughing, crying face back to you. But if a friend sent me it, I wouldn't.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'd be made terribly fun of if I did that to a peer. Oh. But what I would send if it was like, you know, my sister who is younger than me again, if she sent me a video that I thought was funny and it would be on TikTok, not on a WhatsApp forward,
I actually said Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, I probably wouldn't have opened that app now in the first place. I wouldn't have seen you sending me that one. But I'd probably send back just the crying emoji by itself. Not laughing, crying, just crying. But it does infer that I'm laughing, crying.
Okay, and what if you sent back laughing, crying? What would the message be to your younger sister?
Oh, she actually probably would call me out on it and be like, what's that for?
Oh,
she'd
no.
be like, how old are you? What are you doing that for?
So, sorry,
mom would do that.
Am I betraying my age then with all my emoji? I had a look at my top three emoji, so you can tell me then what age bracket this puts me in. If I open up a WhatsApp message and click on the emoji face, my top three are thumbs up emoji, laughing, crying face, and the punch emoji, the fist.
Well, the thumbs up tells me you hate everybody you're texting.
No, you see, I use thumbs up all the time and I mean it in the way that the emoji designers designed it. Thumbs up.
Do people normally reply to you?
No, that's the end of the conversation, which is part of the reason that I use it as well. It ends the conversation.
They probably thought you hate them.
I see. I don't know how has that happened that a thumbs up emoji ceased to mean thumbs up.
I think it's weird because we now have so many emojis, and whenever with every new like software update, new emojis arrive. And so you'd think that we would kind of just move beyond them and use some new ones that say something else. But instead, we've just decided to give like backstories and reasons to all of the ones that were kind of the traditional classic ones that we loved. And I don't know if it's just because there's so many other options that it's become really cringe to use the OGs, you know?
What about some of these other signs then? I mean, there's one of them I do have. I'm going to out him because I outed him a little bit earlier as well. And it's banging every keyboard like it's a typewriter from the 1940s. I mean, everybody in Dublin too knows when Sean Moncrief is typing something in the office. He's so loud, walloping his keyboard. But phone wallets, I think phone wallets are kind of creeping back in, aren't they?
I agree. I think so. I was thinking about them the other day because I think everybody, the amount of people I know who have just a perpetually cracked screen, and I always think like if I had a phone wallet, this wouldn't be happening. Like it just wouldn't be cracked. But I think what's kind of people are doing instead is getting these phone cases that have like a slide open back, and it really kind of cleverly conceals all your cards. But it technically is a phone wallet. So we can't pretend that it's much chicer than the OG phone wallet because it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I think you just got to go whole hog, embrace it and get a full on leather wraparound one with a flip open front.
And I think it also brings back some of the satisfying motions of a flip phone. Like that was always most fun, like ending a phone call like that. And you can kind of do that with your little flip case.
Glory days when you flipped open. I remember those Matrix phones as well that everybody wanted. Anyway, that's a movie from years ago, kids. If you're using the thumbs up emoji, ironically, you won't know what I'm referencing. I'll tell you what, Saoirse, we'll wrap things up and I'll really betray my age to you. I was watching Sky News earlier and Claire, the producer, came in and Ed Davey, the leader of the Lib Dems, was on it and I was looking at it intently and then I had to explain that actually what I was looking at was the flower bed behind Ed Davey, because it was a lovely shady bed. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to put some of those in the shady bed at the top of the driveway.
Happy birthday for your 70th.
A big roundy birthday, as Ronan Collins would like to say. God, where's he gone? You've missed him on the radio. 087 1400 106, the number if you want to get in touch. Saoirse Hanley, features writer for The Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.